Pasta.
Let's get some.
Our boys.
Here was Ganges at first.
Jannu Rishi. At first, another name. Anyhow,
he knew that Krishna will
come in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
So he came to this place.
At that time, no Ganges here. At all. Bhagirath went to him earlier and he did tapasya to Brahma
and he ordered
that I am giving a drop of water from
the water
which he took from Vaman Dev Charan.
He was
and he gave.
Brahma told that he will bear
the
tumhara prashna nahi hai to bolte ho
to baba hai ji so then bear the load of
Ganges son
he will
come
to this earth and told Bhagirath that you should do tapasya to Shankar and he can take. Otherwise, Ganges will go to Patal Lok. He did the tapasya of Shankar
and Shankar
was
Shankar told that
yes, I will bear the
load of Ganges.
So, in Himalayas, he stood up and Ganges came from Brahmalok and one dhara means three direction of
Ganges.
One in Devalok, Ganga. That is called Nandaki. One in this world,
Bhagirathi,
and one went in Patal, and
it became
Bhogavati Arendi.
Three.
Dhara mane kide?
Flow of Ganges.
So, Shankar saw that. It is very pure water. Washing water of Vamandev. So very, very pure.
So he thought that
it should be kept in my head. So he spread his jata. Jata, you know? Long hair. So that Ganges can and went in Jata. And so many days he could not come out of his Jata. No way. Then Bhagirath did another tapasya to Shankar. And he left something and three-fourths and one-fourth he left. Ganga told Bhagirath that you should go forward and will come after you. Bhagirath was sitting in chariot and going forward. When he came to this place, Ganges washed away all the things, ashram, course and everything, his panchapatra and everything, and took away with her. understanding?
Janu. Janu. And washed away Janu.
Janu. Everything he washed Ganges took away. Then he became angry. Some persons tell like this, but I think, but was not angry. He thought that very sacred water of Krishna washing, feet washing, so I should drink it. So you see, he drank it, all water to land in the stomach of Janu. And then Bhagirath did tapasya here. Then he was so much pleased, and he kept 3/4 of water of Ganges in his stomach, and 1/4 he left. From here, Janu, this is Janga, this is Janu, and here. What is this? His, not his, his legs,
side.
This is called Janu. So, when he left this Ganges, he became father of Jasnava. From Janu, Ganges became, Bhagirathi became Jasnava.
Janavi.
Janu means the what? Daughter of the son of Janavi is Bhisham Pitama. She said that my mother is going towards this. Why she is going? Janavi was thinking that anyhow I will go to Navadvip. And there Krishna and Radhika in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they will appear nearby Navadvip. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so many pastimes will be there. He will also take bath in me. So she was very much pleased. So she came. Bhisham Pitama came to this place near Janu Rishi. And he told, Janu Rishi told, that nearby in near future, Krishna having the bhav of Srimati Radhika will appear. And we will see the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So you should do tapasya here. He also did tapasya. And Janu Rishi told so many instructions of bhakti and everything. That is, he told it afterward to Yudhishthira Maharaj in Shanti Parva in Mahabharata. So here any place was Bhisham Pitama Tapasya Thali, and this is the Tapasya Thali of Janu Rishi, and this is Janu Rishi.
What was Janu's name? Because it sounded like name Janu and came out of here.
Any name, but not so vivid. Janu Rishi is called Janu Rishi. This is it. Come.
Should I give them?
Certainly.
বৃন্দাবন দাস ঠাকুরের কোন কিছু দূরে মঠের পূর্বে
স্টেশন
থেকে আসছে মাঝে রাস্তা
করে আচ্ছা
আমরা একটু বলে দিই হি হ্যাজ টোল্ড দ্য স্টোরি অফ সারঙ্গ অ্যান্ড মুরারি ইট হ্যাজ বিন রিটেন ইন ফ্রেম বিলাস দ্যাট অলসো হিয়ার Narayani Devi was a nephew of Srivas Pandit. He used to take the remaining of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Her marriage was here and his son was Vrindavan Das Thakur and who has written Chaitanya Bhagavat. One thing he has written the persons who respect Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and don't respect Nityananda Prabhu, I mean, lathi mari tar sirer upare, means he is telling that I will give my lathi to the head of that person who will do ninda of Nityananda Prabhu. They used to tell that Nityananda Prabhu, at first he was sannyasi and now he is householder. So they used to do ninda of Nityananda Prabhu. So he is telling that as Ramchandra has burnt Lanka, I will kill all the persons like demon who will do ninda of Nityananda.
Vrindavan Das has said this.
Like this. So, anger is not a good thing, but yet if it is applied on demons, it is not bad, like Hanuman or it was also Chaitanya Lila Vyas. As Vyas has written Srimad Bhagavatam, he has written the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Here at in Treta Yug, Ramchandra came here, and there was a banyan tree here. Lakshman built a hut there, hut, you know, jhopadi, and they used to live there. One day, Sri Ramchandra, seeing what Sita was laughing, smiling, Sita Devi told, there is no reason to laugh, to smile. Why you are smiling? He told that I'm remembering something. I'm seeing the future. As we have left our homes and come to forest, after some time you'll see that I will leave you, and you will weep. You will live in Valmiki ashram. In Valmiki ashram. He told you why? Because meeting is one thing and separation is one thing. In separation, we have something more than meeting. No? So I want to
have experience
this separation. And one thing in future, I will leave my home. I will be as a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here. And at that time, you will be in home. In this time, you will go out of home. And I will weep, you will also weep. But you will be out of home. And future, when I will be Gauranga, you will be in home, and I will be out of home. Both will cry. You should also cry, and I also cry. Why? Because I will be a Rini to you. Rini means obliged to you. Because for no reason I will tell you to go out of my kingdom, and for that I will have to pay something. So in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Lila, I will be out of and go to Puri, and always I will cry for you, and you will also cry for me. Chaitanya Navadvip Dham Parikrama, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written all these things. This is Siddha Bakul. Here he is telling that ke purva nam tha ki karasam tari tha saranga
Saranga
Thakur. At the birth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, time of birth time, he was old one, and he used to live here under this tree. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became elder, he came to this place and told Saranga that now you are old one. Any person should help you and serve you. So you should do one disciple. He told that I don't want to make any disciple. Because if he will not do bhajan, then whole aparadh will come to me often. So I don't want to make any. No, you should make anyone one shishya, one disciple. Where I can have any qualified disciple? He told that by your mercy, any person to whom you will make disciple, he will be qualified. So what should I do? Tomorrow, the first person who will meet you, you should give mantra diksha. Another day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went away. He was going to bathe in Ganges, very nearby here. Old Ganges is there. When he was going, and when he went into Ganges, anything touched him. Then he saw that there is a dead body of a boy he take out of that boy here on the bench and began to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. After some time, this boy did like this.
He started moving.
Then he told, "Who are you?" "I'm a Brahmin boy." "What is your father name?" He told his father name. "What village?" He told the name of village. "Why you are like that?" "I'm not remembering anything, but I remember that a very black serpent cut me and I died and don't know anything." So being in Ganges and by the mercy of Sarangadas, he got new life and Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna he gave to that boy. He was so much, became so prabhavashali and bhajan, bhajan, that he used to live in Ganges for 7 days, drinking.
And Thakur.
Saranga Thakur, Murari. And he used to sit on the back of
tiger.
That disciple.
Yeah. Disciple. And he used to play with serpent. There was a very big and serpent used to live in this hole. From upper other side it will be seen. He used to live very mota, very long, very black. He used to play with that serpent. After some time, he went away anywhere. And he used to live in this jungle alone. After that, he had any dream, and Thakur came to him. And he used to serve, and he still servicing going on. Now you should go. Now it is 12, perhaps.
It is 4 to 12.
You should now go. Thank you.
Shirabhan Vasudev Dutta.
He told some story. It is written in Chaitanya Bhagavata. Mahaprabhu Gaya Sangya Mukunda Vasudeva. Sangya Vasu Ghosh, Jabardi singer of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kirtaniya. They went with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Puri and again they came to the Aldo Parikar of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
The tree under which Ramchandra, Sita Devi and Lakhan used to sit, and that story that I told was there. So the tree was Modadrum.
Modadrum.
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu coming here, he remembered the past and that Leela of Ramchandra and became so much pleased. So this is called Modadrum tree. And from Modadrum it became Ma Magachi. Mod means Ananda, Mam, Mod means Mam, and Drum means tree. Gachi. So Modadrum became Mam Gachi.
Like this same tree Ram and Sita were sitting under?
No. Another bud tree. Now, not now
teaching.
Right. Other places you will go?
Whatever you think is best.
Or we will see. He has not run perhaps. You have run to meeting a person?
No.
Then
So you have to be. So you have to be smart with your words.
Yes. So tomorrow, after we go, do you want to stay at the Iskan Mat tomorrow night? Now, you know the Jagannath Mandir?
Yes. You want to be there?
I know. When are we going there? Tomorrow or the day after?
The day after tomorrow.
Not tomorrow.
Tomorrow, go to room.
Go to room, please. Singhapalli, Subarna Bihar, hurry up.
So, Naveen will cook for you after we get there. After we arrive in ISKCON, then Naveen will cook.
What will you do?
One or two boys.
Who will cook? You will cook? Both Karta and he?
He knows only how to eat.
They don't
know. Nothing else.
He only knows eating, nothing else.
Not eating, only we. He knows how to eat. I go Mayapur at first, I take our water.
We will take so rice prasadam from Thakur. When Bhog is?
Bhog will be ready to be honored by 12:30.
Dab khab and dab?
One.
Dab khab and dab? Yeah, even dab and dab.
I also wanted to take a class here in morning, but I could not do.
Why there are so many mosquitoes here?
Not there?
Not so much. Yeah, there may be, but not so much. Not like this.
The rooms are very little, very congested.
Yeah,
so they hide in daytime, and in morning and evening day.
We have composed a few questions to hear some Hari Katha.
He will do?
He will begin.
Rupa Goswami has said that we should be patient.
We should be?
Patient.
Patient.
Now, how does being patient relate to being eager or, say, greedy? Do you understand the question?
On the one hand,
patient.
On the one hand, patient means to
shant,
yeah.
To be
Daryat.
Calm.
Daryat.
Usahat, nishyat, dharyat. Now I understand. If we be, if we have dharya, be patient, then?
Then, and at the same time if we feel greedy, then how do the two reconcile?
On the one hand, Rupa Goswami is saying that we should be patient. And at the same time, we are told, be very greedy. It appears that to be greedy is the opposite of being patient.
Here, dhairya, that means patient, means don't stop bhakti. You should have patience and think that it will come gradually. Anyone, those who know the fact, they see that I am doing so and so, so much effort and practicing, doing devotional services, but yet no fruit is seen. So all these things are of mind, kalpana.
Imagination.
So, we should leave this and do karma. So, a man should have patience. Because a gopi, it is seen that if a devotee wanted to have gopi bhava, a lady wanted to have a gopi bhava. She was sitting on the bank of Yamuna. Krishna and Arjun were going anywhere. Krishna told that, I am thirsty. Go and see where there is water. I will drink water. Arjun went in the search of water. Nearby he sees Yamuna and said that very old lady
very beautiful, very calm and quiet, was sitting there. Arjun went nearby and sat down till her meditation was completed. When Arjun saw that he is in out sense, he did pranam. Oh, you, for you, you can do.
No, now we can really do.
They are also very beauty.
They have the wrong
treatment. Then Arjun asked that who are you? And why you are sitting here? She told that I'm sitting for a very, very long period. So many Brahma has been transferred and I'm doing some aradhana to have Gopi Bhav. Arjun was astonished. And he went to Krishna. Krishna came and fulfilled her idea. Next birth, in any sphere where I will do my pastime, you will have birth in Gopi school, and there your all things will be fulfilled. So, in so much Brahma Janma, it takes for a Gopi Bhav. So, it is not a thing to have in 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 years. So, you have to be patient because this fruit is so precious. But we should not leave our patience, have utsah, that I will surely and certainly I will have in this life also. So we should have utsah. Those who have no idea that this prem, this love is so precious, they may fall from that dhairya. But those who know, actually, they have idea that how precious this Gopi prem is. They will be engaged and not lose their behavior.
And while they are waiting, Krishna is already giving them some taste.
Sure. Certain.
Keep them too.
We should know that by Krishna mercy and our spiritual master's mercy, he is giving chances, like we are meeting together here in Vrindavan, in Bombay, so many places. He is giving chances. He has given chances that even being of America, New York, so so beautiful, so birth in high family, well educated and cultured, there was no chance to come here. But by the mercy of God, Swamiji went there and you were attracted. And you have chance to come in Mayapur and in Vrindavan. So, we should have patience also and also utsah that he is giving chance. By our effort, it was not to be occurred.
if a thief goes to a rich person's house, he knows that there is some gold, and he is caught, and at last he is put in jail. Again he released, again he tries for that gold. He knows that if I will be caught, I will be put in jail, but yet he does so. So why we not do for Gopi Prem? It is so much precious than that kind of gold.
Now Gadadhar Pandit in Krishna Leela's Radharani. So, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, but he's in the mood of Radharani. So, what is the relationship between Gadadhar Pandit and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And in the worship of Gaur Gadadhar, what is the mood of worship of Gaur Gadadhar?
Only as a dasharas here. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Leela, there is no chance to worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Gadadhar Pandit as Radha and Krishna in Madhur Rasa. Bhakti Vinoda Thakur has openly written in Navadvip Dham Parikrama that in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu we can only serve as a dasya, and if dasya is ripe, then we will see in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Radha and Krishna both. Choto Haridas, you know?
Yes.
He went to Madhvi Devi. Sikhimati's younger sister. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rebuked him and left for that birth. I will not see your mouth. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once going through Jagannath Vatika, and one lady was singing Sita Kamala Kuchamandala Dhita Kundalai Kalita Lilita Banumal Jaya Jaya Deva Hare. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ran after her and wanted to do like this,
embrace.
Govind beckoned him and told, oh, this is lady, she is lady. And he came in senses. He told that you have rescued me.
Saved me.
Otherwise, I have given myself in devotion. So in these pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaur Nagari Vas cannot be added. You know Gaur Nagari Vas? Gaur Nagari Vas, Nagari means Radha is Nagari, Krishna is Nagar. In this Leela, this is not possible. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given Krishna Prem, not Gaur Prem. Always he preached, always he has given Krishna Prem. Gadadhar Pandit and Gaur Gadadhar will be served. And other hand, Vishnu Priya Lakshmi Devi and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are served.